miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Julia Haller is ophthalmologist-in-chief at the Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia. She's a retina surgeon as we discuss end-stage AMD. Dr. Haller's website is CentraSight.com.
I don't think that's her site, but I think that's the site of the macular degeneration telescope device.
Okay, that all right. That, but the website is CentraSight.com, C-E-N-T-R-A, site.com. Here's Dr. Mike again. Dr. Mike.
So, Julie, the question was on this question. The first question was, I'm getting Avastin for macular degeneration. Can I still have the telescope, and when do I know when I need it?
Excellent question. The Avastin, or bevacizumab, is a drug, one of the three drugs we use for treating active wet macular degeneration. And the patient can continue to get those injections, but ideally we like the disease to be completely stabilized and burnt out and in just a maintenance phase for the treatments before having the surgery, partly because the patient will need to be evaluated in a stable condition to make the decision about whether or not they're eligible for the implant. Patients who are eligible have lost central vision in both eyes. And if they go to that CentraSight website, there are some videos and other explanations that can help them understand exactly who is eligible and what they might be able to expect from the treatment.
And now another one is, is the device, this is a very sophisticated question, which is, when do I know that I need it, and is this device in a long enough or developed far enough that I won't be an early stage guinea pig, but it really will help my vision, and how often after I get the first one will I need it replaced?
Excellent question, and you've got a very sophisticated viewing audience or listening audience. The device is in terms of when do I know to need it? It's when somebody has the patient who is eligible for this will have loss of central vision in both eyes. They'll no longer be able to read or see the TV or recognize faces.
So if they can recognize faces or watch TV even out of the side, they're not a candidate yet.
Well, it would depend how much out of the side. So they would need to be evaluated in the program to see if they would be eligible. But if they're using magnifiers to read, they might well be eligible. And then in terms of the procedure, this is not a guinea pig type procedure at this point. People volunteered, you know, over the last few years to be guinea pigs, essentially, and this has gone all the way through the FDA. It has phase 3 passage by the FDA. It's gone through very close scrutiny. So this is a reliable device that has passed the test of time, and it's safe to have it implanted in your eye if you're a good candidate. Patients have been followed for many years, and there's no evidence that it would ever need to be replaced.
Now, as I understand it, that may be different and is a different device than the retinitis pigmentosa type device.
Yes,
you were the lead surgeon in that research as well. So tell us about that.
That's a great additional thing to talk about, because these are two examples of the very high technology innovations that have been made in the last few years in this country that have really made a difference for patients with severe and blinding eye disease. The chip implant, the second sight retinitis pigmentosa implant, is for a different group of patients. It's for patients, as you mentioned, who have retinitis pigmentosa and are blind, completely blind, can't see anything, can't even tell if it's light or dark, or can just barely tell that it's light. And this chip is implanted on the retina. The patients wear a pair of glasses with a camera that's mounted on the glasses, and the image from the camera is transmitted to the eye and to this chip on the surface of the retina, and then from there back through the optic nerve to the brain. So these patients go from just barely being able to tell if there's light or dark, or maybe not even that, to now being able to perceive shapes, to be able to see where the street goes, to tell that cars are going back and forth, to sort their black socks from their white socks. It's still not good vision, but it's enough vision so that they're able to engage again in the world. And it's a very dramatic improvement in the patients we've treated.
Okay, and this question is, this actually is, how good is the data on beta carotene versus lutein, zeaxanthin, and DHA in preventing the first stage of macular degeneration?
Wow! I'm really impressed with the audience. This is a very hot topic, actually, because the results of the AREDS2 trial, age-related eye disease study 2, just came out at the beginning of the summer, showing with great data that the old formulation using beta-carotene was not as effective as substituting lutein and zeaxanthin in the dietary supplement pill. And not only was it not as good, but it has more risk, particularly for people who are smokers or former smokers. So we now recommend for a carotenoid supplement, instead of using the beta-carotene, using lutein and zeaxanthin. And that's a formulation that they can read about that on the National Eye Institute website with the results of the age-related eye disease study 2.
And again, someone has now said the website is Centra, centra.com. Is that right? And I didn't remember the website that talked about the Centra telescope device. So is it Centra.com or is there another word in there I missed?
It's CentraSite.com.
S-I-G-H-T or S-I-T-E?
It's CentraSite.com.
So it's CentraSite.com. We're now going to go to thank you. And Judy Heller is the chair of the Wills Eye Institute Ophthalmology Department. She has a wonderful, wonderful record and CV, and that's located in Philadelphia. So if you want more information, call her direct in there, or you can go online and get CentraSite.com. Joe?
You want to do a quick Real Age tip of the day in about 30 seconds, Mike? Or,
right. To eat healthy, pick foods that are the color of the rainbow and watch your portion size. Eating food that are colorful, red apples, orange carrots, yellow squash, green salad, tomatoes, blueberries, and purple eggplant helps you add fruit and vegetables to your diet. The Real Age effect of 9 servings of fruit and vegetables a day, about 6 years younger. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Royce at 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Find us, too, on iHeartRadio Talk and make it part of your daily listening every day. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royce on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of 2. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A, TakeOmega.com.